went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, so the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. The best way to get a hold of me is to call me directly on my cell phone. My cell phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. You could also email me. My email is docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K @spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. I get lots of phone calls throughout the week, every week, of people who are just at an absolute loss to understand why they develop their health problems. And they're not getting answers from their medical doctors. They're getting prescriptions. They're getting sent for some sort of therapy. They're being set up for surgery. They're being told to come back when it gets worse. And I don't think that that's the best way that we should be addressing health issues. I think that we should be looking for the causes of health issues, addressing the source, understanding the mechanisms of cause, and addressing those so that people can actually get well, recover, and get back to living the life that we're all here to live. And I don't think having health problems should be part of that. And so if you have a health problem, I want to help you. I want to be your doctor, and I want to help you get back into the game of life so that you don't have any issues. And that's what the purpose of this show is called. It's called When Your Health Matters. It's not up to me. It's up to you. You decide when it's important. And my thought is don't wait like most Americans do and wait till they have full-blown disease. And the doctor says, well, good, now it's finally bad enough that we can do something for you. Don't fall for that. Take the time to be proactive, get in front of your health concerns so that you don't ever have to have a health concern. And I appreciate your listenership and thanks for tuning in today. The man that helps me put these shows together, he's the gentleman behind the scenes. He puts the material together. He's the one that feeds me the questions. And His name is Mark Sabin, and he's sitting across the studio, and we want to thank Mark and say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Thank you so much, Doc Rick. You know, once again, it's always a pleasure to be here to have these conversations with you, and it's so true that, you know, if you're interested in being healthy, if you're interested in retaining your health, in maintaining your health, or recovering your health, there are ways to do that without having to rely upon drugs and surgery, and that's kind of at the heart of what this show is all about and what your practice is all about. So I really appreciate that. And in light of that, one of the things that you talk about with probably, I guess, every show I think we must talk about is the importance of what it is that you do with your eating and the importance of that, of nutrition in your health. They say that food is the first and best medicine. And as much as we hear about eating healthy diets, the food that you find in the grocery store shelves, even the health food stores, they have additives and preservatives, colors, stabilizers, emulsifiers in them. And do we even know what we're eating every day?
Well, the average and even educated people do not, unless they have put in the time and researched it. Heck, our government has no idea what we're eating. The FDA cannot evaluate all sources and all the time, all in every single way. So are there things that find their way into our food supply that are unregulated? And you know, there's various rules within government related to the Food and Drug Administration. There's things that are called GRAS, or GRAS, which stands for generally recognized as safe. I have a problem with that term.
It doesn't sound like generally recognized as nutritious.
Generally recognized as safe for consumption. There used to be a law on the books. The law is actually still there. It's just that nobody applies it. It's way back from 1908. So, I mean, we're talking 110 years ago. There was a thing called the Healthy Food Act of 1908. And the Healthy Food Act said, which I think we should be applying and should still be applying even though we're not, the Healthy Food Act said you can't do anything to the food if it's going to change the way that the consumer processes that food.
Which has to be how you digest it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. How you digest it, assimilate it, and mm-hmm. what effect it has on the body. You can't change nature if it's going to be classified as food. So you talked about in your opening statement about additives and preservatives and colors and stabilizers and emulsifiers and all of these things that are in the food. Well, that flies in the face of the Healthy Food Act of 1908. It still baffles me because, believe it or not, the Healthy Food Act was put to task when the gentleman that was given the original moniker of founding the FDA or heading the FDA, I believe his name was Dr. Noel Wiley, he went up against and battled against the Grain Millers Association in this country. And it's illegal, according to the Healthy Food Act, to bleach flour in this country.
Really?
And so they went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court found in favor of the Healthy Food Act. And so to this day, it is still illegal in this country to bleach flour, according to the Healthy Food Act, as upheld by the Supreme Court of the United States of America. But the challenge is I think a couple years later, Dr. Wiley died. And so I think it was in 1933 or 1934, somewhere around that time, the Food and Drug Administration rewrote a lot of their rules to exclude the Healthy Food Act, but they never actually got rid of it. They just simply stopped applying it. And, you know, that's when medicine was really starting to take a foothold in our society, and it became more about, not about food, but more about drugs and all the chemical derivatives that end up finding their way, like you said, that find their way into our food supply. And so it's very sad that we live in a country with all the innovations that we have and all the technologies that we have, but because of wonderful companies like Monsanto and the way that our federal government allows to feed a nation food stuff, not actual food. So we have genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, and they don't have to tell us what's been genetically modified. They don't have to put on the label that this has been genetically modified. They don't you know, and so we honestly don't know what we're eating, even if you do have a certain amount of education. And, you know, I offer a plan, which we'll probably air some commercials on this particular show about, and it's called Shop with the Doc. And it's interesting, our producer, Jay Verzi, over here was talking about, yeah, we should do a remote show where we go to the store and you can help me understand what foods I should buy. And we should do a remote show called Shop with a Doc. And I'm like, well, if you get the microphone and you want to go to the store and do it, I'm down for that. I'd be happy to go to the store and help you out and make a show for the listeners and have it come across from a real life person who's trying to learn how to help themselves perspective, because that's everybody out there. Everybody out there wants to know what the right thing to do is. All little kids, their whole impetus is in, mommy, daddy, just show me how to do things right, because that's really what I'm interested in doing. Because if you do them right, then you don't have problems. Well, we have problems in our healthcare system, don't we?
We sure do. We have a lot of problems.
Goes back to what you introduced the show with, which is you are what you eat. So.
You are what you eat. And it's interesting that you were saying that the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, classifies food as generally safe, not generally nutritious.
Right, generally recognized as safe, the GRAS coding system.
Yeah, I mean, that's fascinating to me, because we need food because the nutrition in the food is what actually supplies us with the things that we need, the elements we need in order to be healthy.
Yeah, that's the fuel to help the body function properly. And if you've taken aspects of that fuel out of the food that we're consuming, then it's like if you water down the gas in your car. How well is your car going to run with watered down gas?
Yeah, it's just not.
Not at all. And it's like, okay, so we put these chemical-derived food stuff type materials into our system that have been laden with all those additives and preservatives and colors and stabilizers and emulsifiers and just all of that crap. And it takes food and it now makes it crap food, meaning completely refined and processed. And once you start introducing that into your system, your cells are literally going to scream at you. You know how that shows up in our daily lives, Mark?
I would assume there's going to be some kind of inflammation.
That's exactly it.
Which is the major problem we have with our health today.
Inflammation is your cell basically saying we're not getting what we need, and therefore we're going to get inflamed. And it's the outcome of the inflammation that puts us on the path towards having health problems. And so we take anti-inflammatories, we take anti-this and anti-that without understanding what that symptom or what that sign actually means. If your body swells, it's because it's trying to get more of what's required in order to heal. You twist an ankle and what happens?
It swells.
Your ankle swells. The swelling does a couple of things. It arrests the movement of the joint itself. It acts like a cast. It's got its own casting system to immobilize the joint, but it also brings more blood to the area to bring more nutrients in an effort to allow the part to heal. But if you're putting crappy, shoddy, or deficient, or non-existent nutrients into the body, how is the body supposed to heal?
It doesn't have the fuel it needs.
It doesn't have any of the ingredients. And so what happens is when we eat the completely refined and processed crap foods, or what I call crapohydrates, because they're primarily carbohydrates, those man-made components, when we put that into the body looks at it and says, this is not complete. So we're going to put it on the side until we get the rest of the ingredients so that we can use all the ingredients to have a normal physiological function that promotes health. The challenge is that the wonderful companies like Monsanto, et cetera, they've refined out the perishable ingredients, making the food non-perishable, meaning that it won't go bad. Well, the perishable components is what the true living components are that we need in order to have normal function and be healthy. But if we don't get any of that, then we're going to be constantly storing excess.
The stuff that we don't have all the parts to complete in order to be able to utilize it.
Right. You ever done a jigsaw puzzle, Mark?
Sure.
Yeah, everybody has. And have you ever tried to do a jigsaw puzzle that you did before or somebody had done before, and you get the box and you open up and you spread out all the pieces? Well, if you have one of these kids' jigsaw puzzles, which, I don't know, little kids, maybe a maximum of 10 pieces or maybe even only 4 pieces if you're starting really at the low end. But the more pieces you have, if you're missing one of the pieces, what's the puzzle look like when you're done?
It's incomplete.
Right. And that's what goes on in our diet all the time. Anything that has a shelf life is probably something that you shouldn't be eating. But that's what all the advertisements for, the sale items in the grocery store are oriented towards, pushing you in the direction of buying that crap food because that's the stuff that's being manufactured. The fruits and vegetables, people are going to buy those because they're perishable. But the challenge is what they've done to our fruits and vegetables now, to
right.
where they've been genetically modified and manipulated. So now you get stuff that looks pristine and looks pristine for a very, very long time. Why? Because they've changed the genetics of the plant or the fruit of the plant so that it never spoils. What are we doing to ourselves?
Yeah.
It's crazy. And the sad part is that our Food and Drug Administration is the people that oversee that and allow that.
Well, interestingly enough, they are not only responsible for the food, but they're also responsible for the medications. And since there's a synergistic relationship between what's happening with the food and what's happening with the drugs that are needed to deal with the symptoms that come from eating the food, it's kind of a vicious and tight cycle.
Yes, it is. And when we appreciate what is the purpose of our Food and Drug Administration?
Well, their mission is to protect the public health by assuring the safety, the efficacy, and the security of the nation's food supply. But is it even able to do that?
Well, here's my question. How do you think they're doing?
Well, apparently not so well. what's interesting is I've read even that the FDA will let a manufacturer decide whether or not an ingredient is safe or not. So the company that's making the ingredient is the decision maker
right.
for whether it's safe or
and
not.
So what's interesting is I called the Food and Drug Administration, and I spoke to a wonderful woman who was very helpful and gave me an education myself about what are known as medical foods and what the FDA can actually execute. And the country is too big, and the human error factor is too big for them to monitor everything. And those were her words. And she works for the FDA. And like I said, she was very pleasant. She was very helpful. She wanted to answer my questions. And, I essentially had about an hour phone conversation with this woman, and she was very patient, and she, tried to give me the right direction. And one of the things that I was asking about were medical foods, because there are things that are out there that are called medical foods, and medical foods aren't under the same restrictions as food that the FDA oversees.
Hmm.
So medical foods are over the oversight of the medical foods are like what you just said. The medical doctors are supposed to supervise the distribution and the use of medical foods. But if I asked her, I said, if I can walk into a pharmacy and go grab a quote medical food off the shelf with no oversight, no supervision, no anything, because there's advertisers promoting the sale of these particular products, go in and pick up one of these products today. That's what prompted me to call the FDA. How can the radio tell people to go pick these things up without any kind of oversight? And she was just like, well, those fall under the medical food category, and medical foods aren't under the same scrutiny as things that are run through the Food and Drug Administration.
So what are medical foods? I mean, what are those consist of?
There's a digestive aid that goes on that, mm-hmm. I don't want to say the name because I don't want to promote their products, but, they have 8 different versions of essentially the same product that's supposed to help a person digest their food better. They've divided it up into 8 different conditions that this product is good for. It's the same product. they package it eight different ways with eight different names of conditions that it supposedly helps. And they're allowing the consumer to go out and determine whether it's appropriate for them or not, when in actuality they've got eight different packaging designs, but it's all the same ingredient. It's all the one thing that they're giving, and they're trying to capitalize on eight different health conditions that people have. If they're claiming that it's going to do this, that, and the other thing for the person, one, they can't make those claims, okay? But nobody seems to be up in arms about the fact that they're selling these things that, a teenager could go in and buy them, and a preteen could technically go in and buy them, and there's no oversight at all, and it's... That's what prompted me to call the FDA to find out, how does that happen? You really scrutinize certain things, you shut people down for other reasons, but yet you allow this to go on. And her perspective was, there's too many moving parts for us to be aware of everything, but when it becomes a problem, that's when we step in. And I'm like, well, it's sad that it's after the fact that you step in, you know?
Well, you know, in your practice, you use a lot of nutritional supplements that are based on whole foods. And I don't know if that's part of what the regulations say, but certainly the company that you work with only allows practitioners to be able to distribute their products.
Right. The company policy is that they will only sell directly to the healthcare provider that has the ability to oversee, monitor, and distribute the supplements that their company represents. And I value that particular stance, because they don't want anybody without some sort of supervision just taking their products, because a lot of their products have hormone derivatives in them. And if you're taking a hormone derivative and you don't know what kind of effect it could have, it could create some very interesting problems. So they want to make sure that their providers, the practitioners that distribute their stuff, oversee what's being done. Now, unfortunately, in our society, there's people that have to bend the rules or break the rules or go out of their way to violate a company's policy. And so you're not supposed to be able to buy these things online. And yet my brother pointed out to me, he sent me a link of nine different websites that are selling their products online, which violates the company's policy. So I try to communicate to the company to say, you know, these are people whose websites are doing the wrong thing. And you know, but as quickly as they shut those down, nine more pop up. And it's like, you know, if people want to circumvent the system, they will. But, you know, if somebody calls me and they ask for a particular supplement that's manufactured by the company called Standard Process, I'll say, yeah, I'm happy to sell it to you, but you're going to actually have to come in and I'm going to do a brief evaluation just to determine whether it's valid for you or not. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, my other practitioner gave them to me, but he's out of town or he doesn't have any in stock, so I was referred to you. And I'm like, well, I'm happy to get you what you need, but... It's my responsibility, if I'm giving it to you, to know that it's going to do what it's supposed to do and that it's appropriate. So I'm not going to charge you for the evaluation. I'm just going to check to see if the supplement is actually valid for what it is that you think you need it for. I had a gentleman in my office 2 days ago, and he came in and he had a bag full of these kinds of supplements. And we found out that they were appropriate for him, but they were never going to fix his condition. And the fact that they weren't going to fix his condition, his practitioner was doing the right thing, gave him good quality nutrients that would be beneficial for him, but it wasn't addressing the mechanism of cause. So we helped him to understand, these are good for you, you'll get value out of them, they will help your body, but we actually need to fix this here. And when we fix this here, then what you've been given will work that much better. Mm-hmm. You can't get that by walking into a store and buying something at it, like a, you know, any of these vitamin places or supplement places that you can go in and get, without somebody that truly knows what they're talking about.
And those people are restricted from being able to give any kind of advice like that.
They are, and the nice thing is that there's a gentleman who runs the health food store down in the city of Savannah, Peter Broadhead, and Peter and I have had lots of conversations, and he's a very well-informed, very well-educated man, and I feel that he knows enough about what he's talking about that I would be confident in sending any of my patients to his store. And if they had a question, he would give them the appropriate advice, because that's the kind of person that Peter is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when he was on my show last year, we could have sat there and just had a conversation like you and I are having for hours. And you know, we'll get him back on the show soon. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you don't have somebody that knows what they're talking about, you know, you go into any one of these vitamin stores and the guy that's there is a high school graduate, but he got a job at a store instead of going to college, and he's the one making the recommendations, or she's the one making the recommendations for what you with a health concern have. I don't know. That's pretty questionable, and it's probably going to be problematic.
Probably. I mean, I know that whenever you see a patient, that you look at a whole series of interrelated issues that are going on with each person, with each individual.
Right. And we help to prioritize. You know, the person could have three outwardly expressing symptoms, okay, and they may be related, they may be unrelated, they may, ultimately they're related because they're all part of the same person, but one may be coming from one system or organ gland relationship in the body, and one may be coming from another. And one of the things that we do in the office is we find out, okay, what are all the issues, but now, okay, which one is the biggest priority? And if we support the biggest priority, then what happens to the other one or two or three problems? Okay, do those improve all on their own? Do they go away on their own? Or do we have two separate problems like ticks and fleas, and we've treated the ticks because those are a bigger parasitic problem, but we also need to handle the fleas, and that's going to require a different treatment. So everybody's an individual, and we help them to figure that out. But by using a priority system, it helps to get to the source of a person's problem and helps them recover significantly faster.
And then as you monitor them, you'll see that the results of the first priority may shift, so that the next time you see them, whether it's a month or 2 months later, the priorities may have shifted.
Right.
Because now the effect of what you've offered them has changed their situation.
Right. So ongoing treatment for them when they come back is we check what we worked on last time when they were in the office. We see that either that's still working, or does it need additional support? Or is it fully handled? And if it's fully handled, okay, what's the next thing on the list that we need to address? Is that thing still something that needs to be addressed, or was that a quote side effect of having the first issue? And it's always fascinating, because everybody, speaking of puzzles that we talked about mm-hmm. earlier, everybody is a unique, distinct puzzle. And helping them to understand what their nutritional deficiencies are that manifest in their physical ailments, and how simple it is to give them, you know, small amounts of the right ingredients go a long way to turning their health around and making their body have what it's supposed to have. Because unfortunately, we've refined out all the vital ingredients, the perishable ingredients we've taken out of the food in an effort to give it a longer shelf life to increase the opportunity for sales.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a great conversation, Doc Rick. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about what we are eating and what we can eat and what would be the best foods for us to eat.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. Please consider what it says based upon our conversation today. And if you'd like for me to go to the grocery store with you and give you an education on what you're doing versus what you're not doing and what would be better for your specific health picture or condition, I'm happy to do that. And we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program that he's offering to his current practice members and any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. How food manufacturers disguise ingredients and what to recognize. How food manufacturers and supermarkets mislead the public with bonus buys. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. How to feed a family healthy food. How to prepare for food shopping. And how to find healthy substitutes for your current addiction foods. If you'd like to take advantage of this unique service, contact Dr. Huntoon and arrange for your Shop with the Doc session. His phone number is 845-561-BACK. That's 845-561-2225. Or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I am your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. Best way to get a hold of me is to call my cell phone directly at area code 845-561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com, and it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. And today, Mark and I are talking about you are what you eat and how all of that food affects us and how the government's, well, they're doing what they're doing.
Well, you know, interesting, you bring the government back up, and one of the questions I didn't get to ask you in the first section was that there are about 10,000 different additive ingredients being used in foods today. So how would the FDA even begin to know if these chemicals are all safe?
Well, in a perfect world, they would know. But unfortunately, we don't live in that perfect world. So I don't have a good answer for you. I don't think that that's something that's possible.
I mean, that's a lot of ingredients.
Well, understand this. This is an interesting statistic, Mark. We're exposed to 84,000 different chemicals on a weekly basis.
Wow.
The FDA regulates less than 20,000 of them. So are we living in a toxic society?
It seems that way.
Yeah, and in a couple of shows from now, we'll actually be talking about the importance of the doctor-supervised detoxification program, but for terms of what we're talking about today is I don't know that the FDA can regulate and understand what all these 10,000 additive ingredients are doing and how, what effect they have on us.
Certainly, from the conversation you had with the woman at the FDA, that would certainly seem in line with what she told you.
Right.
Now, in the first segment, you really opened up the understanding of what's going on in the food chain, and I'd like to find out now about putting real food into your diet and what different foods you can use to improve your health.
Okay.
So, first and foremost, you always recommend fresh ingredients, right?
I do. Anything that you can get that is as close to being just picked or just harvested, just slaughtered, whatever the case happens to be, the closer to it being alive, the better you're going to respond to it.
Mm-hmm. What about frozen foods?
Well, frozen foods is a nice way to help people. In the sense that it's not the same as 100% fresh. It's not the same as just picked. But if it's flash frozen in such a way that you maintain the highest level of ingredients and integrity of those ingredients to be used at a later date, that's not a bad way to go. But it's one step away from just eating, you know, picking an apple off a tree and eating it.
Yeah.
You know,
well, nothing's better than that.
Assuming it hasn't been sprayed with chemical toxic pesticides.
Mm-hmm. Are there specific foods you can eat for general well-being?
Real fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds that are always kept cold, free-range meats, chickens and fish, meaning that they're not kept in captivity before being introduced into the food manufacturing process. These are the specific types of foods for general well-being.
Now, I know that one of the major concerns that people may have is the buildup of plaque in your arteries. And are foods such as garlic beneficial for things like that?
Yes, garlic is very, very beneficial. And there's some other ingredients. You know, turmeric is something that's not going to specifically deal with the plaquing in the arteries, but it is going to help with the inflammation that ultimately leads to the plaquing in the arteries.
Mm-hmm. That's the yellow spice that is used in Indian food quite a bit, turmeric?
Yes, it is.
Another food I understand that can help, and you see now there's all these advertisements for pomegranate juice. So is that available as a whole food and a whole fruit, and how beneficial is that?
Well, it's not as valuable as a whole fruit. It's not even close. It is beneficial if it's from the fruit and the juice has been manipulated and additives are used to preserve the freshness of that juice so that it ends up, right there. It's always eating the source not something that comes from the source, so to speak. So it's interesting. I was at a friend's house last evening, and she has a tendency to want to juice these very specific oranges. And that's all good and fine, but I helped her to appreciate that it's good that you're having the fresh juice, but the heat that's involved in the thing that helps to juice the orange and mm-hmm. turn it into juice, mm-hmm. vitamin C is both a heat-sensitive and a light-sensitive vitamin. So when you subject it to heat, or if you subject it to light, then you start to denature and destroy and get rid of the vitamin C that's in it. So anything that you buy in the store that's been pasteurized orange juice that comes in a clear glass container, right. mm-hmm. there's no vitamin C in that orange juice at all. So essentially what you're getting is orange sugar water. And the sugar is going to create a certain effect, and the vitamin C is no longer there.
I remember years ago, I had one of these juicing machines that I could take apples, and I would get apples from the farmer's market and juice them. And almost within minutes, the beautiful green or kind of golden color juice would start to turn brown. What's going on with that?
Well, it's oxidizing. It's it's essentially starting to spoil.
Quickly.
The oxidation process. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, well, they've got these cool new apples out there that you can cut into them and leave them out on the surface, and you don't get that brown anymore because they've manipulated the genes so that they don't oxidize, which can't be good because then it's not actually breaking down the way nature intended it to, which means it's probably something you shouldn't be putting into your body. But you're more inclined to eat an apple that doesn't brown versus eating one that does brown. So who cares about the effect that it's going to have on our population? Just create apples that don't brown anymore. And the oxidation is kind of like rusting.
Right.
On a piece of metal.
Uh-huh.
You don't want that going on inside your body. So if the fruit is oxidizing, or if the tissues inside your skin is oxidizing, then that poses a problem.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, if the apple that browns quickly that's part of it, the way it breaks down, it needs to break down in your digestive system for you to absorb the nutritional value of it.
Correct.
So if you've restricted that from happening, it will be harder to then get the nutrition that you need out of that changed, genetically modified fruit.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, your digestive enzymes may not be strong enough, not knowing what it needs to break down, because you're now dealing with a non-natural substance. You're dealing with a manipulated substance. And, common sense says that if you change the chemical structure of something, or if you change the way that it normally functions, then you have no idea what effect that's going to have long term. But if they're, quote, generally recognized as safe again, you're playing Russian roulette with the food that you're eating.
It just won't kill you quickly.
Right. It's okay. It's not okay to outright kill somebody in this country, but it's perfectly acceptable to slowly poison them with a generally recognized as safe foods over the course of 30, 40, 50, or 60 years. That's acceptable.
That's acceptable. Makes me wonder if this is a different topic, but whether cigarettes were once considered generally recognized as safe.
I believe they were.
Interesting. Now, we talk about probiotics in nearly every show, and I understand that fermented foods such as sauerkraut and the Korean kimchi are valuable ways to improve your intestinal flora.
Yes, they are. They actually act as a prebiotic to help the probiotic flourish, and so those are good things. And pretty much every culture has that one of those kinds of foods in it. We as Americans don't think so much of it that way because we don't come from long-standing. We tried to create our own culture and our own when we declared our independence. So, but the fact that we're one big huge melting pot, the different cultures within our society, they have their staple foods and things like sauerkraut and kimchi and yogurts and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Any of those things that have a good pre and probiotic within it is going to help with digestion.
But in the yogurt, you brought up yogurt. Now, I understand that once you start to add things like fruit and sweeteners into the yogurt, you actually kind of cancel out the probiotic effect.
You do. The sugar destroys the probiotics, just like we talked about. Was it last week we did the show on the digestive system disruptors. And we talked about
mm-hmm.
how sugar is one of the biggest digestive system disruptors. Well, yeah, you put that kind of fruit and a lot of times the fruit that they use in the bottom of the yogurt container is the fruit that they buy back from the grocery store because it wasn't sold. And so now they use it, they add some coloring to it, and they make it look really pretty. And then they put it in the bottom of the yogurt container and they cover it with yogurt, and the consumer would never know the difference.
Yeah. Now, another food that I've heard recently that was highly recommended was the sesame seed. And they're considered a power food. And I've understood that they actually can help with arthritic pain.
They can if the person's digestive system is functioning properly. I mean, we talk about the digestive system disruptors. And if you're walking around with a disruptive digestive system, then you can't extract the healing benefits and the beneficial components of the sesame seeds in order for them to actually have function.
Mm-hmm.
So you ultimately, at the end of the day, we all need to clean up our digestive system from all the crap food that we've been eating for years.
Mm-hmm. In order to be able to get the nutritional value. Now, we just moments ago just mentioned avoiding sugar is kind of at the top of the healthy eating list. And the old thinking was to avoid eating fats. But actually, the bigger factor in heart disease, diabetes, and obesity, just to list a few of them, is the amount of sugar in your diet. And is it really the case that processed carbs act in your body the same as sugar?
Actually, they do. Sugar is sugar and will be processed the same way biochemically, and that's just the physiology of the process. And no matter what the powers that be say, the truth is the truth, and you can't change the truth. You can only manipulate it. And so at the end of the day, there's three main ingredients that the body takes in. There's proteins, there's fats, and there's carbohydrates, and the proteins are broken down to amino acids. So anything along that vein is going to be good for the body. The fats get broken down to free fatty acids, so anything in that vein is going to be good for the body. And the carbohydrates get broken down into sugar. Now, with all the sugar substitutes and the artificial sugars and the sweeteners and the chemical sugars and the, you know, the bleached and the alcohol added to in order to extract more of the sweetener associated with these plants, etc., now you're not really talking about a natural substance. But the body's going to respond as if it is like glucose, and you're going to create the sugar response within the person, even though they're not, quote, getting sugar, which is going to promote stress on the system, and it's going to promote storage of those, you know, unnatural foods that ultimately leads to the obesity epidemic.
Mm-hmm. But as I understand it, glucose is a key ingredient in terms of energy.
Glucose is a key ingredient in terms of energy, specifically for your brain.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's being absorbed by the digestive system in a way because the digestive system's been disrupted, then the brain doesn't actually get the glucose that it needs, which ultimately causes the brain to start to malfunction, which then regulates how the body functions because the brain can't regulate it the proper way.
Mm-hmm.
And we run into problems.
So if you start going onto one of these low carb diets,
Brain may turn on.
How do you get the glucose you need out of your diet? Where does it come from?
Well, at the end of the day, what has happened, you know, Dr. Atkins, who actually learned the tool from one of my mentors, Dr. Atkins was a very good self-promoter, so he took the ball and ran, but the gentleman who gave him the understanding wasn't a good promoter, but he didn't really care because he went about his business in other ways. But Dr. Atkins first came on the scene and he talked about restricting carbohydrate intake and getting your body to burn proteins and fats, and they've repackaged and redistributed 1,000 different ways. And you know, you got the paleo diet now that's right. Very popular, and it's all about fats and proteins and no carbohydrates except maybe fruit carbohydrates and those kinds of things. And it's like, well, any of these diets work for people as long as their digestive system's functioning properly. And if you've taken the time to correct your digestive system, then your body can extract and do with glucose what it's supposed to do. But if all the glucose and all the artificial glucoses that we're ingesting into our system are being absorbed and processed by the excess amounts of yeast and candida in our bowel system, then it interferes with the brain's ability to function, and it's going to set the body up for failure because the brain can't regulate the way that it's supposed to because it's not getting enough of the fuel that it needs.
It's an interesting, it's a much more complex topic than you might think as you initially start out, that you are what you eat and just eating healthy food is enough.
Yeah, but the nice thing is when you understand the imbalance and what the problem is, then it's not hard to recover your health. It's just nobody's talking about it.
Right. So the solutions are easy. the understanding might take a little bit of effort, but
I honestly feel that the understanding isn't difficult, but you just have to follow it all the way through. If you only follow it, you know, the whole blood pressure scam thing is they say that sodium's bad. Sodium's not bad. Sodium's necessary. If you understand the second half of the physiological component to the equation, then you understand that the body corrects for any excess sodium that you have. Nobody talks about the correction mechanism. So they take the sodium out of the diet, or they take the sugar out of the diet, or they take the fat out of the diet, and the body's still going to do its normal physiological processes. It just may run out of fuel because you've taken it out of the diet. Then the body's got to compensate, which stresses it in the other direction.
Interesting. Very fascinating conversation, Dr. Rick. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you a little bit more about the foods that we eat.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. And if you want to go food shopping with me, listen to this commercial and give me a call. I'm happy to do that with you.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with a Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. And much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. Best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone at 845-561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. Either way, it's my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. And today we're trying to create some clarity on the concept that you are what you eat.
You are what you eat. And one of the things that when we talk about nutrition and we talk about the type of care that you offer people is the idea of using supplementation and dietary supplementation, because our food supply has so often been compromised. So one of the most common supplements that people may be taking is probably vitamins. And these days, is it even possible to get the vitamins you need just from a healthy diet?
It makes it problematic, again, because they've completely refined and processed so much of our food. We're not eating fresh, right directly from the vine, ripened, all that kind of stuff, even though the commercials will tell you that it is. And, you know, I'm having a visual of the commercial where they got 16 oranges into this one particular container, and they bounce into the container, and it's all very entertaining. And I'm the kind of person that counts all 16 of them when they go in the container, just because I want to see if they're doing it accurately. But at the end of the day, it's all smoke and mirrors, because if it's in that clear container, which it is, then there's actually no vitamin C in that orange juice that they're promoting on television. But again, the average consumer doesn't know that. So they're drinking this high concentration of orange sugar water that's high in sugar, which we've learned when we talked about B vitamins the other day. Mm-hmm. It's going to deplete the body of B vitamins. And since you don't have enough probiotics, well, you can't even absorb your B vitamins. And so we're just all off to the races when our digestive system screwed up, and the quality of the food that we're getting is also been tainted in some way, shape, or form.
So what about taking a multivitamin? Is that helpful?
Well, it depends on what kind of multivitamin you're taking. Are you taking a whole food multivitamin, like one of the ones that we talk about in my office? Mm-hmm. Or are you taking one that's made by one of the big three manufacturers that say it's going to give you 100% of the RDA that the body needs, or even higher ingredient, higher concentrations than that? Nature doesn't produce 100% of everything all in one little tiny pill. But man can do it in a chemistry lab. So when you're looking at the RDAs and they're all 100% or more, then you know that you're getting chemical isolates. You're not getting an actual, real food ingredient. So when you're considering your multivitamin, is it a bunch of chemicals or is it actual real food?
Mm-hmm. And I mean, since the supplements that you're using for the most part are these whole food supplements, there are also herbal supplements. And I know that there's talk now, I think, in the government about making restrictions on things like homeopathic remedies and herbal things. Those are different. Those are different types of supplementation that you can use for your diet.
Those are, and you need to be well versed in the understanding of how they work, and you know, possibly the counter reactions that can occur if a person's on a medication and they're taking a particular herb, and you know, so you need, again, it goes back to needing proper oversight, because you need somebody that has an education that understands what the ramifications are of taking these products without the right supervision and the right understanding, you know. So yeah. I can understand, you know, you put out shoddy ingredients. You have a company that puts out a shoddy herbal ingredient product, and that makes it bad for everybody, when in reality there's other companies that are very, very, you know, above board, and they're putting out a high-quality product, and then the government will focus on, well, this product doesn't work. No, that particular version of that product doesn't work because, yeah, it's crap. Mm-hmm. But the real authentic herb that you would find out in the real world, take that the way that it's manufactured by this company, and you will get the results that you're looking for. But it, again, you want to have a certain amount of supervision associated with it, because you as the consumer aren't very well educated in the ramifications of what you're taking.
Now, if you're somebody that has a health condition and you turn to food for the first and best medicine, are you looking at taking a long time in order to be able to recover your health?
It takes longer if your digestive system is dysfunctional, for starters. Mm-hmm. And we've talked ad nauseum about how we create dysfunction within our digestive system with antibiotics and sugars, mm-hmm. and over-the-counter meds and all of those kinds of things. And so as a result of that, it's going to be really, really hard for the body to absorb those nutrients. So if you fix the digestive system, then those whole food ingredients can actually create a response quite quickly. But if you're taking the chemical isolates, you could take those until the cows come home. That's never going to fix your problem. Why? Because they're not real ingredients.
Well, and also, if you have a health condition, you may be taking medications. So those are also going to interfere with your ability to absorb the natural products, correct?
Exactly. And so the thing, one of the things that my patients will ask me is, my doctor says they don't want me taking any supplements. And I understand what the doctor's trying to do there. Doctors trying to make sure that you're not adding any extra chemicals that they don't understand to the chemicals that they're giving you, because you're changing the response that the body has to the medications that they are pretty certain are going to have a particular set result. Mm-hmm. So you add more chemicals into that, the chemical isolated vitamins, and now you're running into problems. If you take whole food supplements, you won't run into those problems for the most part, because at the end of the day, if your doctor says, well, while you're on this medication, you're not allowed to eat food, the doctor would never say that.
No.
So if you're taking a whole food supplement with the proper supervision, then you're not going to find these cross reactions with medications, because they don't react with food.
Right, because the things I've heard about it all relate to the herbal medications, which is a different thing than just the whole food things.
Right.
Well, what's very clear to me from this conversation is that if you are looking to take this course as a way of restoring your health or maintaining your health, that you really need to work with supervision, that it's not a simple matter of just saying, oh, I need this food ingredient or that food ingredient. You need to be able to evaluate what's going on with your particular situation, your body, your condition, in order to be able to do that. In order to do that, you need to be able to consult somebody that's a professional.
Right. A quick story. My mom, when she was going through menopause, and I apologize, Mom, for sharing this on air, but when she was going through menopause, she was getting these hot flashes. And as an executive within a boardroom, she can't be giving a speech to a whole bunch of men and having a hot flash. So she's like, you got to find me the right solution for me. We're in the store, and she's like, I've tried 9 of these different products, and they're all crap. And I tested her for them, and right, they were all crap. But we did find 2 that would help her, and she did go on 1 of them, and she got great results as a result of that. And so it's important for the consumer to understand, please get proper supervision. If you'd like for me to help you, I'm happy to do that. That is my passion. We're out of time for this week's show. I'd love for you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, saying I look forward to speaking with you next week when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath, and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill.
The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might. If you're worried that you are, then take this simple test. Obviously you need a pill, you know how one is best. The thing is, there might be some side effects. Oh, I'd heard that before. I went rushing back to the doctor. He said, are you looking for more? On top of that, 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 on top of that. I grabbed him by the stethoscope. I said, doctor, the reason I came, I'm wise to your little game. You and the pharmaceuticals and your medical insurance pals, you want us to stay ill so you can push your pills, making maximum gain and profit from our